Today's reading begins in Ezra chapter 4, verse 17. Ezra 4, verse 17. The king sent an answer to Rehum the commander, and Shimshai the scribe, and the rest of their associates who live in Samaria, and in the rest of the province beyond the river, greeting. And now the letter that you sent to us has been plainly read before me. And I made a decree, and search has been made, and it has been found that this city from of old has risen against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made in it. And mighty kings have been over Jerusalem, who ruled over the whole province beyond the river, to whom tribute, custom, and toll were paid. Therefore make a decree that these men be made to cease, and that this city not be rebuilt, until a decree is made by me. And take care not to be slack in this matter. Why should damage grow to hurt the king? Then when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their associates, they went in haste to the Jews at Jerusalem, and by force and power made them cease. Then the work on the house of God that is in Jerusalem stopped, and it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Now the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem, in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, arose and began to rebuild the house of God that is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, supporting them. At the same time, Tattenai, the governor of the province beyond the river, and Shetharbozenai and their associates came to them and spoke to them thus, "Who gave you a decree to build this house and to finish this structure?" They also asked them this, "What are the names of the men who are building this building?" But the eye of their God was on the elders of the Jews, and they did not stop them until the report should reach Darius, and then an answer by letter concerning it. This is a copy of the letter that Tattenai, the governor of the province beyond the river, and Shetharbozenai and his associates, the governors who were in the province beyond the river, sent to Darius the king. They sent him a report in which was written as follows, "To Darius the king, all peace. Be it known to the king that we went to the province of Judah to the house of the great God. It is being built with huge stones, and timber is laid in the walls. This work goes on diligently and prospers in their hands. Then we asked those elders and spoke to them thus, who gave you a decree to build this house and to finish this structure? We also asked them their names for your information, that we might write down the names of their leaders. And this was their reply to us. We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the house that was built many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and finished. But because our fathers had angered the God of heaven, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried away the people to Babylonia. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, Cyrus the king made a decree that this house of God should be rebuilt. And the gold and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought into the temple of Babylon, these Cyrus the king took out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered to one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. And he said to him, "Take the vessels, go and put them in the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be rebuilt on its site." Then Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the house of God that is in Jerusalem, and from that time until now it has been in building, and it is not yet finished. Therefore, if it seems good to the king, let search be made in the royal archives there in Babylon to see whether a decree was issued by Cyrus the king for the rebuilding of this house of God in Jerusalem, and let the king send us his pleasure in this matter." The process of rebuilding the temple and then the walls of Jerusalem takes a good while, mainly because they have this opposition that's going on that keeps coming back to them. And this opposition discourages them. Kings make decrees. And what ends up happening is it takes nearly 100 years for all of this to actually get done. You have basically starting out in 538 BC is when Cyrus decrees that Jews may return to Jerusalem. It's only just a few years after that that the temple building is stopped. Again, later on, you have another point in which the temple building is stopped, and the Jerusalem building is stopped, that the temple gets finished. By the time you get to Nehemiah returning to the king, it's already down to 430 BC. So again, over 100 years through this whole process, and in the middle of it is the story of Esther as well. So just trying to put things into a little bit of context, because sometimes as we read through these books that overlap, it becomes difficult to really get an idea of how much time passes and some of the events that are going on along with this. So as we're reading through this, just keep in mind that we've got several different books that are having some events that are overlapping in this regard. So we will resume in tomorrow's reading with looking at the decree of Darius after receiving this letter. But make no mistake, God is behind what's going on and is supporting his people, and that's why they're able to complete without having, you know, force being brought upon them. God is always good for his people. God is always watching out for them if they will follow him. A promise made through the Old Testament and is still true in the New Testament, for God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.